So the big question is this: how can fitness entrepreneurs like us who are building our own brand, our own wealth, and our own legacies, how do we run a streamlined business that doesn't need us there 24/7 and yet still double or more the number of sales we're making without additional market spend? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Trevor Bucherri. I'm an entrepreneur, multi-7-figure gym owner, business coach, speaker, husband, and father. And welcome to Gym Profit Rocket. Let's do this. What's up, gym owners? Trev Bucherri here, and welcome to Gym Profit Rocket Podcast. Pumped you're joining me today, because today we're talking about growing and scaling your business. An incredibly fun topic to talk about. So we've all been there. You know, we make everything up as we go. You know, we're entrepreneurs. That's really how it starts for many of us. We feel like we're just spinning around in circles. You know, we want to grow, but the reality is that we're just hanging on by a thread. You know, and I've been there, and this is exactly how I started. I remember reaching a point where I was basically doing all of my business and I was done with it. You know, I was doing everything and I was just like, I felt like I wasn't getting anywhere. But the funny thing is that my business was growing and it was doing really well. But so many times I'd think, how am I ever going to grow past this point? I just can't go on this way. I can't keep doing it this way. You know, but at the same time, I wanted to make more impact for people. I wanted to also make more money so I could better provide for my family. But the way I was heading, it would just lead me to my grave. I wasn't getting anywhere. I was not happy. And finally, I realized I'm never going to grow how I'm doing it now. Growth requires us to do things differently, and I was not adapting. I was not adjusting to where my business was. My business was growing, and I was still trying to do everything. Does that sound familiar? So at that point, I actually started coaching with Pat Rigsby, and I coached with him for about 3 years. Pat's an incredible guy. I've learned so much from him and applied it like crazy throughout my entire fitness career. And actually, I've brought it through many of the other coaches that I've worked with as well. So I'm very, very grateful to him. You know, but he drove me into effective delegation and really taught me about that. And now what's different? Now I see things as either effective or non-effective in my business because of that, because I can actually step out and I can actually see it. It's effective if it's measured and held accountable, and that's it. Otherwise, there are no expectations, and it's not effective, and it's a recipe for disaster. And I know this because this is exactly how I began doing things. You know, my immediate goal was to grow my brand into multiple locations. You know, when I started doing well, I said, yeah, I want to open up more locations, and that's a very, very natural thing to do. Looking back, was I ready? Mentally, yes, but systems-wise, no. You know, because the question was how at that point. When I said, yes, I want to grow to multiple locations, how am I going to do that? You know, and it sounds very basic and maybe obvious, you know, to some of you, but the number one thing was systems. If you want to do it right, which believe me, you do, you must have easily retained and replicated systems or it's useless. So they must be easy for people to learn. They must be easy for you to actually teach to other people so they can be replicated with speed, or it's useless. I want to say that again because it's just so important. And I didn't get that concept because when I started making my systems early on, I was making them way too complex and they were extremely long paragraphs. And it was probably extremely daunting to look at as one of my team members when I gave it to them, because it was kind of everything I was just brain dumping and just like throwing up on the paper. And that's what it was. It wasn't retained easily. It wasn't replicated easily. So it was getting better, but it was still useless in that sense. So the only way is to basically make a system that's very, very, or I guess I should say, a series of systems and SOP, standard operating procedures, that are very simple. And that also keep in mind the three learning styles. Now, the three learning styles are audible, visual, and kinesthetic. And these are basically what are needed for anyone to make sure that they can actually fit into your system and to build a fulfilled, replicatable system. Now, audible, that's audible learning. Some people learn by actually hearing, all right, by lectures and things like that. Visual learning, some people learn by seeing. And kinesthetic learning is hands-on. So really a combination of all three is a fantastic, basically a recipe for success, if you will. So for example, I just want to share with you how we actually do our training system. How do we bring our trainers up? Because we bring our trainers up very quickly and extremely effective. You know, they can be off the street, have little to no knowledge, have an amazing personality, and we can actually bring them through our system and turn them into a machine. Because at the end of the day, in my eyes, you can't really teach personality, because as soon as I turn around, if that personality is not there, then there's a potential lack of trust barrier going on. But if the personality is there and the desire is there and the love for what we do is there, everything else can be trained if we have a proper system. So our training system looks like this. It's a digital learning system. We have simple checklists. It consists of live lecture. It consists of video lecture with video examples of the actual skill sets going on, and then it consists of hands-on learning. It's beautiful. And the goal is to get your team to produce 80% or better of what you can do. Again, I'm going to say that. The goal is to get your team to be able to produce 80% or better of what you can do. And if you achieve that, you're doing fantastic. And in my eyes, you're scalable. You're scalable because you will never turn your team into you. We always want to do that. Oh, I wish I could replicate myself. I've heard so many people say that. But the truth is that other people's personalities and skill sets bring other things to your business that you're not able to do. All right. Other people might be, and I guarantee, are better than you at certain skill sets. All right. And by actually honoring what skills that they have and fulfilling them with your systems, you're able to bring a new machine. It's like same quality of product, different personality delivering it. And now that personality is going to mesh with some people that you may not actually have the ability to mesh with. So it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Now let's talk a little bit about how. How do we do this? Again, simple checklists, scripts, and then also video learning and making sure that it covers those three learning styles. The audible, people learn by hearing. The visual, people learn by seeing. The kinesthetic, people learn by hands-on. And I also recommend actually delivering this into sections. And at the end of each section, having questions to be answered to make sure that you're actually gauging their learning. Did they actually pick it up? Did they actually skim it? Did they really study it? How thoroughly are they learning this information? And if you have multiple people going through the same curriculum at the same time, then you really get a gauge on who is more engaged, who is more into what you're actually teaching and what you're trying to get them to learn, who is a better fit for your company. So let me share with you this model, this teaching model that I love right here. It's basically starts with teaching. So it starts like this. I'm just going to say, for example, I'm teaching you something. So first things first, I'm going to teach something to you. I'm going to lecture something to you and maybe give you some visual examples. Next, I'm going to actually demonstrate the skill set to you. I'm going to actually give you a physical hands-on demonstration so you can really, hone into not only listening, but watching and getting a kinesthetic feel of the actual situation. Next, it's going to be your turn to actually do in a blank situation. So when we're talking training here, we're talking in a blank room. There's no clients in the room, but now it's your turn to actually demonstrate the skill set, and I'm going to be there coaching you. Then the next step is to actually have you again do the skill set in a live setting with clients, and I'm still going to be there coaching you. And then finally, you graduate and you're on your own. So again, it's teach, demo, then you do it in a blank setting with a coach coaching you, then you do it in a live setting with a coach coaching you. You graduate at that point and then you're on your own. It's been an amazing system that's helped us get our people through all these different skill sets very quick, because there's many skill sets in all jobs that we need people to know. And if we use a system like this, it will enable us to say, take these 10 skill sets, and if we're following that teach demo, the student does it in a blank setting with the coach watching them. The student does it in a live setting with the coach watching them. It just gives them growth, and it allows you as the teacher to be monitoring them through the system. I hope that makes sense. But I recommend also creating a time frame for your training. What's the expected period of time that you want someone to be going through this training so that you can really hold them on task and make sure that the process is not dragging? I also recommend split the learning up into desired time frames. And what I mean is basically modules or sections, skill sets. So for training, let's just say, hands-on physical corrections. Let's just say basic movements. Let's just say nutrition. All these, it could be different sections, just for example. So now let's talk accountability. Because accountability is a huge thing. And in my opinion, progress must be measured weekly. And I recommend actually weekly follow-up with an assigned mentor. I really have found that having an assigned mentor for each newbie, for each new team member is a great thing. This is a person that the new person for your team, the new team member can reach out to at any particular time to answer any questions, to vent to get any knowledge to fill in the gaps, whatever it may be. And at the end of the week, I recommend having the new team member sit down with their mentor and really just go through the process and go through the progress and their understanding for the week. That mentor is going to be able to literally ask them a series of questions, which I recommend you have previously done, to be able to gauge what is their learning, what is their engagement. You know, are they actually advancing? Are they going to be a good fit for us in our company, or are they really showing a lack of interest? I can tell they're slacking. They're not doing the work, and you'll be able to tell these things. And then after that, you'll be actually assign the expectations for the next week. And those expectations will be like, hey, we need to actually stay stable and really dig in here and dive into what we just talked about this past week, because there really is not an understanding and we can't move on. Or, wow, you did a great job grasping this. Now here's what we're going to be doing next. Reviewing those sections that you're going to be having them work on, and then you're assigning that throughout the next week, and you're going to be working on that together with them throughout the next week. So here's the deal. If we want to grow and we want to scale, we must have an organized system to enable this. Otherwise, the truth is that we have just not earned the right to grow. We say we want to grow. The truth is we need to earn the right to grow. All right, because if we don't have this, if we don't have an organized system to enable our growth, as we grow and we scale, our quality drops. Which is the entire point, you know, and none of us want this. It's basically completely counterintuitive to our entire goal of helping as many people as we possibly can. We want our quality to stay up. We want our quality to stay extremely high so we can help more people, whatever our business is. If the quality of our business goes down, then the word on the street is gonna be, hey, that's not a good place to go. And again, it's completely counteractive to what we desire in the first place. So we need to earn that right to grow, and we can only do that through an organized system. And for me and my company, it's the only way we've been able to grow and scale. And you know, it's given me such a gift of going through, the knowing of, oh man, I can't grow because I don't have any systems. You know, I want to grow, but I don't have any systems. And that was such a gift for me when I realized that, and when I was introduced to, okay, the delegation principle and really systematizing and learning how to actually create effective systems that people will be able to learn from very, very quickly. And now I'm able to concentrate in my business on areas of the business that I want to do, which is basically like the big picture of vision and growth. That's what I'm able to concentrate on with my company, Core Capacity Transformations. And my responsibilities now in Core Capacity are marketing, sales team accountability, numbers accountability, and then research and development. That's the only thing that I do. I now have a 40,000 foot view on all aspects of the business. And if anything is off at this point, I now have a team member who's in charge of that particular area who has a process to employ so that they can improve that particular area. And yes, I coach them through that, but it really is leading to the system so that they can actually follow the system. I make sure they have a good understanding of that, and then the system works for itself. And if we don't have a system or process for that particular area that we need, I make one right away, I train them on it, and boom, right back to delegation and right back to them being in charge, so I can concentrate on that big picture stuff, the marketing, the sales accountability, the sales productivity, the numbers, and the research and development, which pushes us forward. That's what I'm responsible for, is pushing the company forward at this particular point. You know, and being afraid, because I mean, we hear about delegation, we hear about, you know, entrepreneurs being control freaks, and that we like to do everything, we don't like to let anything go, but being afraid to let things go and being a control freak is not the way to grow. It's the way to stay exactly where you are. All right. Big businesses are built with teams, not with one person. You know, and if you don't want that, if you want to say as a single person business, as a solopreneur, great. I still highly recommend that you create all of these systems, because here's the truth. If you don't, you don't really have a business. All you have is you running around guessing. You know, and I know this because this was me 9 years ago. And what I do know now is that it's so much more fun the way that I'm doing it. You know, setting yourself up for that success by creating those systems and those processes to make things replicatable and make things scalable is so much fun. And it's also so much more meaningful and ultimately more impactful. I'm able to help so many more people because of this. I've been able to expand my business And otherwise, I wouldn't be able to do that. And that's the name of the game for us. We want to help as many people as we possibly can, because the gifts that we have, we can just impact so many people, and people need it. People need what we have to do. So we owe it to them, and we owe it to ourselves to actually create these systems so we can actually grow and scale our businesses the right way. So I hope you got a ton out of this today. So appreciate your time and attention, and you have an incredible rest of your day. Take care.
For more awesome content and big announcements, connect with me on social media at Trevor Bucherri, and be sure to check out gymfollowupsecrets.com, where you can get your free download of my 23 missed money-making opportunities for gyms. Again, that's gymfollowupsecrets.com. Have the best day today and get after it.